Track 4.
Scrooge falls asleep. Within a few seconds, the clock strikes. Scrooge turns over in the bed and wonders if something will appear before his eyes. The room fills with mist, and the window swings open and closes again. Scrooge lights a candle, but it blows out and then relights on its own. The image of a ghost appears, staring at him from the mirror.
Are you the ghost I was told would come to see me?
I am.
Who are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past, a dark memory in your heart. I will show you the past, your previous life.
What do you mean?
I will take you back to the Christmases you have already had. Follow me.
Where are you taking me?
They hear children's voices as they pass through the mirror in Scrooge's bedroom, out into the street.
Don't you remember the way?
I think so. Wait! This is the way to my old school!
Exactly.
It can't be. But they are my... Those are my friends' voices. Can I speak to them?
They can't see you, nor hear you. They are the shadows of things that have been. They do not know we are here.
They've just left school to go home for Christmas. They let us go home for the holidays, you know?
Yes, all but one. Look, who do you see there?
It must be some boy who stayed at the boarding school. He can't have a family to go to.
Take a closer look.
Scrooge gets closer and sees a young boy crying.
That is me!
Another Christmas here.
He takes his books and gets up.
My father left me here many times, at this school at Christmas. He had a lot of work. He was always too busy to spend time with us.
Look who's coming.
Fan, what are you doing here?
It's my sister! It's my sister, Fan!
Hello, what are you doing?
I'm drawing a picture, a Christmas present for Father. Fan, where is Father?
Father? Father is working. He has a lot of work to do today. It looks like we are staying here.
My sister. She had a large heart.
She died as a young woman, right?
Yes. When she had her son.
Your nephew.
Yes.
But Fan, won't we be having Christmas dinner?
Of course we will. Firstly, we need a tablecloth.
She takes off her winter cloak and places it over the chairs.
But Fan, that is not a tablecloth. It's your winter cloak.
Of course it is. It's a luxury tablecloth. A luxury tablecloth with gold borders. Isn't it pretty?
But Fan...
If you pretend hard enough, you will see it. Doesn't it look nice? And we can take this precious vase covered with jewels.
What vase? This mug, Fan?
It's not a mug. It's a beautiful Indian vase. A very special Indian vase. Isn't it brilliant?
It's amazing, Fan, and very pretty. I'd never seen it like that before.
And last but not least, we need flowers.
We need food.
The food is taken care of. The chef will bring it from downstairs in a minute. Now, a Christmas table isn't a Christmas table without flowers for decoration.
Taking out some coloured pencils and placing them in the mug.
There we are. Beautiful flowers. In this house, money does not matter. The most important thing is that we are together.
But what house, Fan? We are on the street.
Oh, not tonight. Tonight we are in a great dining hall, surrounded by warm fireplaces. Look at the splendid rug and the table covered with delicacies. And look, here comes the turkey.
A turkey?
Yes, a turkey,
she says, taking out an enormous cardboard box.
But before we start with this piping hot turkey,
showing the empty cardboard box,
let's tuck into this bread. This bread is freshly baked from a convent in South London.
Taking two buns from her bag.
Mmm, delicious.
Fan, it smells delicious. What a marvellous Christmas dinner.
Of course, you have to believe in it to make it real. All you have to do is believe in the spirit of Christmas and then everything around you will become magical. It's not money that makes it special, but the people who you are with, my little Scrooge.
Sing Mother's song for me, Fan.